following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Say so long and go so soon. Goodbye.
Now, before I play the song out, as I want to do, I'm going to reiterate something once again. I know that I don't need to reiterate it, but I feel a desire to reiterate it, so I want to. I love and respect the man behind the Big Fatty Online broadcast very, very much. I hope sincerely that no one takes away from this any concept that I was being negative or feel negatively about the man or his show, because I do not. Okay? Absolutely not. I respect and love him. So, moving forward,
you're
the song.
You're going to get into such stuff.
What?
You said you love him.
I do.
Oh, is he going to use that one against you?
Well, so be it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, is he going to use that one against you?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 677 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 7th of September, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show? I'm Brent White, I forgot to tell you about the weekend, but y'all, nobody else does it. So it's just going to carry over to today. Plus, I forgot all about the Scratch House. Ben, Freddy, you got a lot of catching up to do. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Monday was a work day at the coal mine. But y'all, it was one of those days that everybody thinks you're closed. They think you're closed because it's Labor Day. And, y'all, that is the remainder of the chicken fingers and french fried potatoes from the Zaxby's. And, y'all, I have got a Bavarian cream filled chocolate, dark chocolate covered donut with my name on it waiting on me as soon as I finish the little show. And y'all, I am watching the last segment as I'm recording this, the last segment of the Jerry Lewis telethon. And y'all, our local tote board is saying $233,042, and y'all, they're in the last 20 minutes, the last 20 minutes, and I know they're trying to pump up the total. Yes, Big Freddy, we all need to pump.
This just into the BFO Tote Board Central. The National Jerry Lewis Telethon raised more money than last year.
Hey, I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, the hag, I'm telling you, she is a telethon. She's addicted, y'all. It is addictive for her. And y'all, she was on the Twitty last night. Y'all, they had the greats on there. They had that Charo. And all kinds of good entertainment. And y'all, I got up on Monday morning, and y'all, they had Ace, some young looking thing. Ace was his name. He was hosting while Jerry Lewis was taking a nap or something. I don't know, but y'all, he was cute. And y'all, I got home from the coal mine, and I'm telling you, Jerry Lewis looked better. Better after the 20 hours, the 21 hours of the little show, than he did at the very beginning. I thought he looked bad at the very beginning, but the hag tells me he's got some sort of disease or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. It's probably I don't know. I don't know. No, Big Freddy, you don't know. And but y'all, I thought he looked good at the end, better at the end of the show. And y'all, then he tried to sing the walk on with Open Your Heart song, and the tears were just a flowing. And y'all, it's always a struggle for him. And Big Friday always has to watch that ending, because y'all, you got to see if he can make it. Sometimes he has just, I can't do it, and he walked away. But he stayed to the bitter pill. He's to the very end. So, anyway, congratulations, y'all. He made at least a dollar more than last year. And, y'all, that's 2 years in a row. But, y'all, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend. On Friday, I told you that we went to the patrickwilliam.com for the auction. And y'all, then I came home and I went to bed. And then Saturday, I had some announcing duties. And that began at 11 a.m. in the morning. And after it was over, I had me a big old Tanqueray and tonic. And was home by about, I guess it was almost 5 o'clock. So about 6 hours on my feet. And y'all got home, and I laid down on the new furniture. By the way, the new furniture is completely paid for. Big Freddy has written the final check. So I laid down on the furniture, and y'all, the next thing I knew, there were these snoring noises. I don't know where they were coming from. But there was snoring noises, and so y'all, I got up and I went to fix me a little snicker snack, and y'all, then I laid back down. I was watching some of the sports ball, college sports ball, cause you know Big Freddy enjoys the sports ball, and y'all, the next thing I know, I'm hearing those snoring noises again. Y'all, I can't figure out where they're coming from. I just can't figure out where the snoring noises are coming from. And anyway, so I said, Big Freddy, you are just poop deck peppy. And so y'all, believe it or not, Saturday night, because we had gone out to the Bessie on Friday. You know, we don't go out two nights in a row. No. So y'all, I crawled in the bed at 8 o'clock p.m. in the evening, and y'all, next thing I knew, I was waking up at 8 o'clock a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I had a good 12 hours sleep, and Big Fatty needed it, and that gin just knocked me out. Then I got up and I had French toast. I had French toast, homemade French toast. Y'all, you fry your bacon and then you dip your white bread in the egg, and then you fry it up in that good old bacon grease. And y'all, I had French toast both Saturday and Sunday morning. And y'all, then I laid back down. I had a little 2 hour nap. I was exhausted after eating the French toast. So, no, I guess it wasn't 2 hours. It was about an hour and a half. And, y'all, then I got up, and I had to count the money, which I told you about on yesterday's little show. And then, y'all, I went out, and I had to do some running around. Had to pick up a couple of items at the store. And, y'all, that's where I got those donuts, that Bavarian cream dark chocolate-covered donut. Yes, Big Freddy, it sounds just lovely. So, and then, Sunday night, what did I do? What did I do Sunday night? Oh, I watched, Big Brother! And y'all, the Big Brother is coming to an end. They are having the eviction. Well, I tell you what, let's just go down in the Fat Cave and talk about this. Yes, Big Freddy, get it on down there.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis.
But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is, but I know when we need him now.
Meep, 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 meep. I'll
I'll call him, sir.
We're lucky. He's home.
He's home.
Big Fatty. Online.
The Fat Cave.
Oh, Lord.
Ruin. Crickets.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct, and y'all, the Big Brother is coming to an end this week. We are in the final week of it, Wednesday. Tomorrow night, y'all, they are going to have a special live eviction. On the Wednesday show, they usually do those on Thursday during the live show, but it's going to be a live show on Wednesday, and y'all, then they're going to start the three-part final head of household competition, and y'all, you know that's going to, and then they'll continue that on Thursday, and then the finals, I think. Now, I don't know that, Big Freddy, you're talking out of your ass. And y'all, I am talking out of my ass on this one because I don't know this for sure or not. But let's just go over here to Big Brother! Big Brother 12. Okay, let's just go right over here. Make sure that I think the finals are going to be Sunday night. Sunday night, everybody. Sunday night, but I don't know that for sure. So we're going to go over here and check on it. Let's just the Big Brother Network. No, we want Big Brother. Where is CBS.com? Right here. Right here. Big Brother. And y'all, I don't see the schedule. Schedule right here. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, there's only four of them. Oh, shit, that's the small schedule. I don't know that. The only four of them left is that Hayden and Enzo and Lane and Brittany. And, y'all, I don't see it on here. But I think the finals are going to be this coming Sunday night, y'all. I think it's going to be this coming Sunday night. I don't see the schedule on here. Y'all, they usually have it on here. Oh, here we go. No, that doesn't say when this is. Back, Friday, yes! But I think Sunday night is when it's going to be over. Maybe next Wednesday, though. I don't know. Big Freddy, thank you for clearing it up for us. Y'all, but they have announced the contestants on the Big Run. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, it premieres on September the 26th. And y'all, it is a new season with a new cast. The cast of season 17 is here. And y'all, they have got Andy and Jenna. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about each of them. Andy and Jenna, and that's A-N-D-I-E. Y'all, they are birth mother and daughter. Oh, dear God, see, I'm hearing something. There's some sort of, I don't know what that is. It's talking in my ears. And then they have Brooke and Claire. And Brooke and Claire, they are, what is their connection? They are best friends and co-hosts of the Home Shopping Network. Then they have Chad and Stephanie. And Chad and Stephanie, let's just see what it is about them. They are boyfriends and girlfriends. Then they have Connor and Jonathan. Now, that is not Connor and Julia. No! But it is Connor and Jonathan, and y'all, they are best friends, and they are in an a cappella singing group. So, there you go. They're the young ones, y'all. Then they've got Gary and Mallory. And y'all, you can see all this over at CBS.com, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. And this is a father and daughter team. And then there is Jill and Thomas. And Jill and Thomas, they are boyfriend and girlfriend. But y'all, they're both hairstylists, I think. So that makes me wonder about them. Y'all, there are a lot of hairstylists on this season of the Big Run. And then there's Katie and Rachel. Now, y'all, I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know how to tell you this, but y'all, those are the names of, those are the two names, and I just realized this, of my nieces. Yes, and y'all, they are volleyball, beach volleyball players, so y'all, there'll be a lot of TNA. A lot of TNA. I know that my straight listeners will love to see that. And y'all, then there's Michael and Kevin, and that is a father and son consulting firm. And y'all, they do some sort of internet entertainment. I don't know, but y'all, they are legations. So Big Ricky won't like that team. No, he does not like legations. And y'all, then we have Nat and Cat. Big Fatty, is that like Fat and Vera? And y'all, Nat and Cat are two women. And y'all, they're friends, and one's a doctor. And then we've got Nick and Vicky. Is that like Nick and Vic, Nat and Cat, Big Freddy and Haggy? And they are bartenders and boyfriend and girlfriend. And y'all, the last couple is Ron and Tony. And Ron and Tony, I think these are the homosexuals. Yes! They are from the surface of the sun, y'all. And they are best friends, and they are directors and choreographers. And y'all, they do dreamboats in all kinds of Broadway shows and all kinds of things like that. So they're the big old girls. Oh yeah. So you know, right there, that eliminates Julian from wanting to see that. So that starts on the 26th. Y'all, that is the 26th. You can't put it in your TiVo yet. That's too far away. But y'all, The Survivor is starting here pretty soon also. And y'all, it is the young versus old. And y'all, by the way, none of those contestants on the big run made me want to touch myself inappropriately. However, I am going to just look now at the men's on the Survivor. And y'all, we have got Benry. Benry? What the hell kind of name is that? Benry. He is from Los Angeles, and he is a club promoter. He's age 24. And then we have got Chase. Let's see what Chase does. Chase, where are you, Chase? He is also 24, and he is from Fairview, North Carolina, and he is a pro race car jackman. Y'all, that sounds vulgar. Just vulgar. And then there's Dan. Dan is 63 years old. Y'all, he's almost as old as Vera. And he is from Watermill, New Jersey, and he's a real estate executive. He's going to be on the old team, y'all. I'm just going to guess. Then you got Jimmy Johnson. Y'all, you got Jimmy Johnson, who was a sports broadcaster. And, y'all, he is from Isla Morada, Florida. Y'all, that's where they go to retire. And then you got Jimmy T. You got Jimmy T. And Jimmy T is 48 years old, and he is from Gloucester, Massachusetts, and he is a commercial fisherman. Maybe he is the Gortons. Oh, dear Gussie, the Gortons fisherman. And y'all, I'm not going to be able to finish these. But y'all, y'all go over there and look at these because they're just lovely. Y'all, and Judd is on here. He is from Venice, California, Venice Beach. Y'all, he's a student. And, you know, and there's all kinds of other ones over there. Y'all, you should go over there and take a look at them because Big Freddy is out of time. Big Freddy, you have nattered and nattered and nattered. But, y'all, I want to send out a big old hug to the Sea Hag who just had a lovely weekend reliving her time with her good old friend, Flynaven Lady.
Oh, is he going to use that one against you?
Well, you'll just have to use it against me. Better than put some against me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.